across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
All right, you're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM here with Eat My Brunch weekdays from 10 through till 1. And I've got guests galore in the studio today, but I'm joined as well on the line by Cameron, who is from the Queen's Theatre in Hornchurch, who's here to talk about the world premiere of Rollover Beethoven. So thanks very much for joining. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Lovely.
Yep.
I always now, Cameron, you're going to be starring in Rollover Beethoven. It's a world premiere. Can you just tell us how you got involved with the production?
Well, I was in Hot Stuff, the last production at the Queen's Theatre, and they were kind of lucky enough to, well, I was lucky enough to get in touch with them and be involved in that, and then after doing that production, they just asked me to be involved with Rollover Beethoven.
And Cameron, it's Cameron Jones, how long have you been acting, how long has that been in your blood?
Since I was about 8 years old, but only professionally the last few months. I left uni about a year ago. I studied drama there. So long and also not very long.
So with as you're now a jobbing actor, you obviously do the dancing, singing, acting, you do do a bit of everything. What sort of are you more interested in doing the stage shows? Are you looking to how difficult is it actually sort of getting to sort of film, or are you quite happy doing the stage work, or do you want to do sort of a bit of everything?
I think for now I'm just really happy to be where I am. And doing what I love. I don't really want to be picky about it. I mean, I'm an acting professional, acting musician, and I'm loving it. So I don't really want to worry about TV or film just yet. But I'd like to go for it at some point in my career. Yeah.
Now, it is the world premiere of Rollover Beethoven by West End director and writer Bob Eaton. So can you tell us a little bit about the show and what people can expect, and also about the director as well?
Yeah, so Rollover Beethoven is loosely based on the story of Hamlet, but it's set in 1956 in kind of post-war England. And you follow me, Johnny Hamlet, a young national serviceman, and he comes home for his father's funeral, and he finds out his mum and his uncle are getting it together. And so I'm kind of haunted by my father's ghost, and he's telling me that he was murdered by them. And so it's whether I avenge the death of my father or whether I lose myself to the kind of rock and roll that is going on throughout the show.
And how many numbers do you have to do? How many musical numbers are throughout the show?
I think there's about 20.
What, 20?
Yeah. It's quite a few.
Wow. And do you have a live band? Is there a live band there as well?
Yeah, live band in the show.
Oh, wow.
The same guys who did the last show I was in at the Queen's stuff, and they're incredible. So tight as a band. Everyone plays instruments in the show, and it's just amazing working with such incredibly talented people. Slightly intimidating as well.
But
brilliant.
I was going to say, how do you mind? Because I know sort of bands, and you know, obviously you've got your microphone. How does that work when you're on stage? Because it's completely normally, if you're a vocalist, you've got your reverb and you've got your mic and you've got your judging, your distance between yourself and the mic. How does it work when you're on stage?
You have these little, these kind of stage mics that hang from your head, or they either hang from the top of your head, or they come around the side like Britney Spears, sort of thing. That's how you do it.
And
really.
Is it quite easy to hear yourself? You've got sort of a fold-back so you can hear what's going on?
Yeah, usually. And depends how the sound is, but yeah, usually it's easy enough, yeah.
Now, most musicians would say it's enough to be on stage singing, but you would be dancing as well.
Yes. Yeah, I'll be jumping and jiving.
But you are 23, so we would expect that at 23.
Yeah.
So where did you, have you learnt all this through from being 8 years old? Have you done the tap, or have you done ballet or modern? What sort of things have you done?
I'm not a trained dancer. I've danced a lot on Friday and Saturday nights, but I don't really, I'm not a trained dancer, but which is great coming to the Queen's, and you know, we have a brilliant choreographer, Valentina Dolci, who's taking me through the steps bit by bit, and I feel like I'm getting the hang of it.
I was there at the Queen's. I went to the burlesque show at the Queen's, which was, I think it was about 6 weeks ago. It was fabulous. What an evening. It was absolutely, the whole stage production, everything is just amazing. It's fabulous. And it's honestly, it's one of those theatres, if you haven't been to the Queen's for a while, you know, and sometimes people don't, but It is a brilliant theatre. It's fabulous.
It's amazing. It's brilliant. And before I, because I'm not actually from Hornchurch, I'm from Archway, but before working here, I hadn't been here, but you know, as soon as I got to the theatre, I just, you know, I was so excited to be involved.
With who are your co-stars and what roles are they playing again?
So we've got Sarah Marnie, mm-hmm. Who was she was in Hot Stuff, actually.
Yeah.
And then who plays my mum? We've got Fred Broom, who's plays my dead dad. Daniel Healy, who just, you know, plays my mate. And yeah, there's plenty of others. The band actually were in Hot Stuff as well. So there's Gregory Clark, Adam Langstaff, and Al Twist.
Hmm.
Who, yeah, as I said, really talented guys.
How long does it take to train for this? How long did you take?
Sorry, Lucy Wells. She's the other lead in the show.
Yeah.
How long do I need?
How long does it take to sort of put the show put the show together?
We were rehearsing for about a month beforehand, kind of non-stop. 6 days a week, which is nothing but fun, really. It's just really, really good fun.
So what happens after this, once you've got the run? I'm trying to finish it already and it's not started yet, but you're doing Friday the 21st right the way through to Saturday the 12th of September. You obviously can go to all the W's, queens-theatre.co.uk, and all the details of how to get in contact are on there, and obviously for all the shows and stuff they do throughout the year. But what, after you've done this run, do you know what's coming? Have you got anything planned next, the next job?
No idea.
I didn't want to depress you by saying that.
No, it's fine. I'm excited to see what comes up.
Well, it's lovely to talk to you, Cameron Jones, and hopefully I'm going to come down and see this, so hear me, because I'll be going woo 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 in the audience like I did before. But it's Roll Over Beethoven. It's a world premiere of a new rock and roll musical. It's going to be at the Queen's Theatre, as I said. Check out the website, and it starts on Friday the 21st of August, and it's running right the way through to Saturday, September the 12th.
Brilliant, thanks.
Lovely.
A lot.
All right, best of luck. I hope it all goes well for you, Cameron.
Yeah, cheers.
Thanks then. All right.
Bye-bye.
And if you want to get down to the theatre and see Cameron, 23, he'll be dancing all night. He'll be dancing and singing all night. Do check it out. It's all the W's, queens-theatre.co.uk. Right, coming up next, we have got the Foxes with Body Talk.